Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the book of the prophet Isaiah, lesson 8. Comfort my people. Sunday. Comfort for the future. I like this title, Comfort for the Future. That's what I need. That's what we all need, don't we? Our verse for this week, we read in Isaiah 41, verse 9. O Zion that brings good tidings, get you up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that brings good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. The chapter 40 in this book of Isaiah starts with the words, comfort you, my people, says your God. Speak you comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. For she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Comfort you. So here in these verses, we see God's attitude towards us. When we go wrong ways, he leaves us there. He allows us to go these ways, experiencing the consequences of the wrong ways. And because of the consequences, we wake up normally. Oh, we didn't want to get there. We wanted something else, but we thought it would be, and then it wasn't like that. Why so? Yeah, because we didn't go on God's ways. So it takes normally some time to discover that ways we seemed to be fine ways, and at the end we discover, oh, they are not. And maybe we come to this point of the turnaround to see, oh, this is a dead way. I can't get out there. A turnaround is necessary. And therefore, For this time, comfort from God is there. He wants to comfort you to say, your iniquity is pardoned. It's pardoned. As soon as you discover, oh no, I've gone the wrong way, you can turn around. Come back to God. He waits for you. Your sin is forgiven as soon as you have discovered it is wrong. You can go on being stubborn again and again and again until you are dead. Or you are able to produce a turnaround. Then you are safe. So in all of this, we have comfort for the future if we turn around. But if I've gone a long, long distance far away from God, you know, it takes longer to come back. But it doesn't matter. You can come back, even if it takes longer. The Lord is waiting for you. At this very moment, whatever there has been, whatever could have happened, your iniquity is pardoned as soon as you repent and ask for forgiveness.